The day's activities started a little after 1 p.m. After a series of cryptic Twitter messages, two busloads of members of the Occupy movement and other protesters living in the temporary enclave known as Romneyville made their way to the parking lot of IKEA in Ybor City. After the buses sat idling for about 10 minutes, employees for the furniture retailer approach and ask to speak to the group's leader.
Okay, you're not going to have any trouble from us.
Okay. Well, no, that's what I'm asking you. I'm asking you if you could go ahead and load up and go somewhere else or whatever. Because you guys already been here for a little bit.
Yeah. A few protesters exited the buses to briefly smoke cigarettes while group leadership debated their next move.
I'm not trying to put extra pressure on you, man, but I don't know what's going on, and that causes problems.
We'll hear from Earth First and we'll see what they want to do.
A short time later, they heard from their colleagues in Earth First, reloaded the buses, and departed. Representatives from the self-proclaimed ecological resistance movement were 14 miles south at Tico's Big Bend power plant in Apollo Beach. By the time we got there, law enforcement had already moved in. They shut off the entrance street into the Big Bend power plant. So the buses stopped at a nearby gas station, and the protesters got out and began walking on a very long road. One group took a bulk of the media with them. A second smaller group is carrying a black banner that says, "Greed isn't green." Meanwhile, a helicopter hovers overhead. The group of over 100 protesters came to a stop in front of a row of law enforcement standing behind yellow tape. Behind that, another group of officers huddled around three Earth First protesters lying on the ground. In an effort to block truck entrance to the power plant, the trio locked their arms together inside a hard plastic pipe lined with chicken wire. Farther down the road, behind another line of yellow tape, two more protesters had done the same thing, while a third person there chained himself to a truck.
They very quickly put up this barricade.
Earth First's Kirsten Harvey wasn't happy with how law enforcement separated the crowd from their comrades.
They would not allow us to assist our friends. We were at first supplying them with water, fanning them, and wiping sweat off.
While officers worked at freeing the locked group, other protesters handed out sandwiches and ice pops.
Earth is alive. She is not for sale.
Leah Rothschild, who also works with Earth First, said the day's events were a protest of what they claim Tico does at the plant.
And it's really important to us to show solidarity with the local people of the Tampa Bay region who are being poisoned. Their air, water, and soil is being poisoned every day by these three stacks of the coal burning power plant. And also to show the important connection between dirty money of the coal industry and the Republican Party.
Speaking later to ABC Action News, a Tico spokesman refuted the claims, saying the plant is listed as one of the cleanest in America. While officers worked to carefully saw the pipe in half, which would allow them to free the locked protesters, negotiations were going on between protest leaders and law enforcement.
Police have agreed!
The police have agreed!
They will be releasing everyone over here!
And they will be releasing everyone over here!
Freedom for the six protesters would only come if the rest of the group agreed to return to their buses and leave the plant immediately.
Is everyone cool with that?
Is everyone cool with that?
Solidarity!
A short time later, most of the crowd dispersed, while officers finished up freeing the protesters, first from the pipe and then from the scene. Just before 5 p.m., 4 hours after everything started, Hillsborough County Sheriff David G. summed up the afternoon's events.
It's not an easy thing, and they did a really good job of chaining themselves together. And, the guys took some extra time, and nobody gave us any real problems. They complied, and so they're out of here, and they're on their way.
Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.